bad.
We've gone like reggae.
Bacon bad, yeah. Bacon bad, yeah. Bacon bad, yeah. Bacon bad, yeah. Bacon bad, yeah.
I'll fade it out because it's still going. There we go.
I can't.
You can hear that, Heather. That felt a bit like the late great Bob Marley if he was to remix the Baking Bat.
Yeah, which he wouldn't, would
Bake Off theme tune. You don't know.
No one knows.
But today we'll discuss it. Welcome to Baking Bad, the Great British Bake Off podcast. We're here with... Who have we got in the room today?
Oh, hey, I'm Harry Monaghan.
Oh, hey,
and
Aaron.
I'm here.
Sean Ford's here.
You got your usual, you got your favourites. And who? There's a little giggle monster in the corner. We've got Ruby, not from Great British Bake Off this season, have we?
Gee, I was.
No. Who's this? Who's this on the microphone?
Say your name.
Say your name, where you come from?
Ruby, Southampton. No?
Yeah.
You'd second guess your own identity. Ruby Carr's here, ladies and gentlemen. Brilliant comedian.
Yeah.
So just a room full of comedians you've got today.
Room full of giggle monsters.
Yeah. Look out. Lock up your daughters.
Don't say that in this climate. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down the latest episode of the Breaking
Bad. It is week...
Not of Breaking Bad, or no. Bake Off. I say
hey,
that
I know,
time.
Yeah, I know I do as well. What are we like, Harry?
We should do a Breaking Bad podcast and call it the Great British Bad Off. That pun doesn't work,
no.
But...
I'm trying to think
of one.
It would
be the Great
You couldn't
British
hear the
cogs
whirring. Oh, okay, yeah.
Technically.
Mess.
Well, let's not do that now.
No, let's think about it, though.
Text me later.
Okay. We've got... It's pastry, wasn't it? See, you know, it's episode 6.
I've written pie week.
It's pastry week.
I know.
It's not about pies.
Wasn't it?
No.
Well, we'll see about that. So it's pastry week / pie week.
Yep.
And let's...
Are we just going to steamroll in?
Yeah, let's...
What do you...
Roll in,
I like what you did there. Just before you did... I saw a thing on the internet this week. It was like a utensil video. Is that Sean's Toshiba's kicking into life?
Yeah, my...
If you can hear some...
the fan on my laptop's going ambience. A bit, so if you pick up, I apologise.
If you ever wondered what a typewriter with a screen attached to it sounds like...
I'm going to try and hold it up to the microphone. Can you... Are you picking that up, Ross?
Oh, yeah, that's coming in. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a helicopter's landing. Yeah. Got the Toshiba there. What's that there? 5700T?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Intel.
It's inside, isn't it? No, I saw this thing on the internet. It was like a Roland pin thing. But it would... I'm going to forget. I've forgotten it now.
It's a Roland pin, was it?
It's good stuff.
That's good. Was it a knife?
No, never mind.
Did
Sorry.
It cut shapes?
It did. It cut a shape
like
of like
you roll
a famous.
Like
a particular.
Like a crimper.
Yeah, but almost like it did. It looked like it was cutting cinnamon rolls. Almost like it would just do like immediately separate it. I can't find it now. I'll look for it whilst you talk and entertain people.
Okay, cool. If you think it's worth it, then...
Sure will be.
All right, so what we had was it's pie week.
Yep.
And we start off with the signature challenge. Samosas with
technical
dip.
Challenge. No, is it signature challenge?
Signature.
Fucking hell, Sean.
Sorry,
come on, man.
I've been here for like, was it 5 weeks now and I'm still
in
learning.
This room as well, which
and
is...
Signature technical showstopper.
Apologies.
Signature, and they've got to make samosas... With a dip, I've written down as a note, I love samosas.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that because I've written, I love samosas here in my notes too.
I wrote, I like drawings, so.
this is not an art attack podcast, so maybe on the other podcast you've been on, Ruby.
If you're sensing from Ruby what I describe as Kim Joy energy.
No, I don't know.
That's what I would.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh. We've got the Kim Joy of the podcast. Do you? Does everyone like? Do you like samosas?
Yeah.
You don't like Kim Joy.
Don't like Kim
We'll
Joy.
Talk about it later.
Okay.
Because I've written everyone is disrespecting samosas.
Who's disrespecting samosas? Oh, on their show.
Dan and Ruby, yeah. Mm.
You like samosas, Sean?
I do. I don't know if you guys caught that, but there was ghee. There was ghee on offer, and I wrote, "Ghee whiz, I love samosas."
What you should know, Ruby, and listeners to the show will know, obviously, is that Sean loves ghee.
Big time.
Yeah. Yep. He's a big chapati maker at home. Makes a lot of chapatis.
What I loved about this...
Naans.
Frying food, isn't it? You can't go wrong when you fry.
Yeah.
Fry anything, especially sweet things, delicious.
That is true.
Donuts.
I agree. Give us some more. Battered Mars bar.
Battered Mars bar. Delicious. Have you ever had a battered Mars bar?
I haven't, but I can tell it would be good.
You were in Edinburgh doing a festival, didn't you?
Don't shake your head on the podcast saying
that. She's not done the training, has she? HR is supposed to come in and they...
Sorry.
Pineapple fritter. Anyone had a pineapple fritter?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Banana fritter.
Banana fritter.
Yeah, they've got a thing I had called a chicken Maryland, right?
What?
It's an 80s dish. It's breaded chicken, a deep fried banana, and a deep fried pineapple fritter. So there's a banana fritter and a pineapple fritter and a chicken, fried like battered chicken. And that's a chicken Maryland.
Served together.
Like with chips.
Stacked on top? Or?
Yeah, like a little salad. Well, you can stack it how you like. But, delicious.
Where would I get one of them if I wanted
I got
one
it
now?
In a hotel in Ellen, which is a town 10 miles outside of Aberdeen. But you'll get it in your smaller establishments. Maybe a little, you know, you wouldn't, I think you'd be hard pressed to find it anywhere in London, shall we say. Do you understand what I'm, let's say you wouldn't find it in London.
Yeah, it's not for a metropolitan elite.
No, not the liberal.
Sushi.
It's the anti-sushi of chicken dinners.
I love a chicken dinner.
Winner.
So we start off with John. And he's making a romantic dinner, chicken and basil samosa.
If you were cooking a romantic dinner, what would you have in it, Harry?
Pasta bake.
Any thoughts on...
Just a plain pasta bake? Yeah. You going to chuck anything in it?
Well, it's not plain pasta baked.
No. I know what pasta bake is.
It's just a pasta bake. Loads of cheese.
Flavour chilli.
Side salad.
Wait, you have a side salad with pasta bake? So that's a warm dish.
It's like Pizza one? Express, isn't it?
Oh, I don't like
it. I was going to say, it felt more like I'm being taken on a date to a harvester, but...
ask me what dressing's on the salad.
What dressing do you put on the salad?
Olive and vinegar, mate.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Balsamic vinegar
balsamic
or sauce?
And olive oil. I just wanted to say it in a snappy way.
The O and the V, I understand.
Sorry, so you're just grating cheese on pasta and baking it?
No, I'd say tomato based sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hint of chili maybe.
Bit of kick, yeah.
Just a little bit.
So we've got the samosas. We're excited about samosas.
And yeah, John's making chicken and basil.
Chicken basil for his love. Love
excited
his life.
About that.
Yep.
Ruby, she's going traditional. She's saying, you know what? I know what a samosa is. Yeah. I'm making a samosa flavoured
samosa.
Part
of my heritage, she said.
Did she?
Something like that.
I think she said the opposite. I think she says people expect me to know
she
how
did
to make
say
it
that.
Because
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
Indian.
Yeah.
But I have no idea.
However, I will add, she then leaned on that later on. So, you know.
I think she was covering her back because she was a bit nervous about
Raul,
the
wasn't it? Because who have we got? We've only got buddy Raul. Who's he been consulting? Mother Raul. Mama Raul.
As always, she's a good woman. She's making a paneer one.
Two people, did this week. Manon is the one as well. Did that thing that I hate. Where they don't refer to their mum as my mum. They refer to them as mum. I don't know what that is in English. Somebody can tweet us at the joke store. You know when people go like, oh, mum did that.
I don't mind that.
That annoys me.
You know who they mean?
I don't. Who's mum? The mum.
Well, it's not.
It's very Orwellian, isn't it?
Their mum.
I've got no qualms with it, if I'm being honest
really?
With you. Yeah, I so didn't even said, pick oh, it up.
Didn't you? It's a bit of a... what the, you're a young person, really. People say trigger, isn't it? It's quite triggering.
Is it?
Yeah, to get triggered by
pet
that.
Pet peeve, yeah. I would say, but I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah, exactly. Not like these old haggard bake-off watches. Why are you looking at me? Shut his mouth. I don't know. It's all mic'd. Tell you what, it's going terribly so far, isn't it? This
I don't
episode.
Get what you mean by I don't know.
What?
What do you mean? What have I supposedly been triggered by?
No, you haven't been triggered. I was using you as an example of a young person.
Yeah.
And young person vernacular.
Yeah, people would be like, oh, I've been triggered. Oh, that's such a trigger for me.
All right.
You don't say that, though.
Nah.
Sorry.
Ross is an edgelord, so I should probably...
What's an edgelord?
This is like an internet troll who makes edgy jokes.
Tits.
So it's like, you know the Guardians of the Galaxy director, like that 5.
Yeah.
Oh, James Gunn. Yeah.
Edgelord.
Ironically triggered a few people. Hey, old James Gunn.
Oh, yes. There and also, go. Ironically, the main character in Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, was called Star-Lord.
Oh.
Full circle.
Oh, there we go.
Or yeah. Maybe not.
Once round the moon.
Yeah, it's at least some of a circle.
I'll tell you one thing. Oh, I found it!
Have you been? Is that what you've been doing all this time?
Everyone on the podcast can watch the GIF you've spent. Oh, no, they can't, sorry.
So I've watched that. They're making donuts.
Yeah.
It's a donut cutter.
Yeah.
Quite good, isn't it? So what it is it's rolling and then just cutting the donuts perfectly, like, but donuts that you would get in when you go to the carnival.
What would someone have to search to find this and look themselves, Ross?
I'll tell you what, I'll retweet it on our Twitter after the show.
Very clever
so you can
man.
Come find us at the Jerk Store. Just search at the Jerk Store and you'll find us.
And then on Rahul's bit, Noel's sort of building him up a bit. I like that.
Yeah, this started, it feels like the start of like a bit of banter between the two of them, weren't they? They were getting a
I
bit
think
leery.
This week was a really good one. I think the group is limited now.
Yeah.
Only 7.
It's nice that
relationships have formed.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Ruby?
Ruby, you were asleep for most of this episode, is that right?
No.
Okay, sorry, just checking.
What are you chatting about? No, Raul, he's a cutie, isn't he? But he always looks so uncomfortable. Like something's really hurting him all the time. I really feel for him.
It's the pressure of the bake-off.
That's the thing. I think whole nation is behind him.
We don't know anything about his father, right? So Paul Hollywood could be the father that he's seeking approval of. That's why I always look so worried.
I just feel like he's holding in a fart. That's what he looks like.
That could be it.
That could be it. You're
probably
right.
Isn't, but it could be.
That's the kind of heat we're expect. The kind of humour we expect from you today, Ruby. Fart jokes.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a good, clean podcast we're running here.
No.
Is it?
No.
No, he just looks so unhappy all the time.
No, we should add.
Cuddle him.
We should add. You've now. This is only the second episode of Great British Bake Off you've ever watched. Am I right in saying that?
I did watch one other season.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was your favourite?
What?
What? Who was your favourite from that season?
No, well, it was the Nadia season.
Nadia, classic.
Classic.
That's and an like, that was I cried twice during that season.
Yeah.
Because she is a beautiful lady.
She is a beautiful lady.
She's
a beautiful baker.
She's gone on
it
to
was so cute.
Big things, hasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, certainly has.
She's, making me sad.
Don't
now.
See her carrying around a Toshiba laptop anymore, do you?
No.
You bring in the big
bucks. This season, it was only the spice week I've seen.
Last week, yeah. The synthetic cannabis episode. Third week in a row I've made that joke.
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
Rule of three, fun. Isn't it? Yeah.
Rule of three.
I think it's going to be much funnier now. People will get it.
Right, who else?
Who's next?
Bryony. Thoughts on Bryony, Sean?
I wrote fat husband.
Yeah. She's feeding her husband peanut butter cheesecake samosas. Oh, that sounds good though, doesn't it? I liked the sound of that. I got quite excited. I was like, you know what? I'm on board with that.
Home comforts
yep.
is the theme.
Yeah.
Did it have shortbread in it? Because I couldn't see it.
I don't think so.
I think so, no.
Because is that a cheesecake?
No.
Well, it's cheesecake flavoured, isn't it? So the samosa is the...
Hold on a sec. Do you know what a cheesecake is?
Yeah. Wait, what are you trying? What?
Shortbread. You said shortbread.
Well, no, it's like the biscuit base.
Yeah. That's just biscuit, though, isn't it? Shortbread.
Ross is a baker.
So, yeah.
No, Ross is Scottish, and that's why he's getting at me.
That is very true.
Racial.
Racial humour.
Prejudice. Yeah. No, so you wouldn't put a shortbread, you wouldn't make a shortbread. It's a biscuit base, so it's just usually just digestive. Maybe a bit of butter to hold it together.
Yeah.
But not necessarily, because that would then be taking it towards a
shortbread.
Well, when just Harry's cheesecake, when they do the Tesco advert of yours cheesecake, when your little brother's tummy's unwell, you have to pick him up from school, and you've got to make him a cheesecake. I'm referencing one specific advert. I don't know if you've seen the Tesco adverts.
No, I haven't. I was confused.
Listeners at home, they're watching Tesco adverts all the time. Check them out on YouTube, guys. Subscribe to the Tesco channel. Good viewing.
Tesco's finest.
Yeah. We've got a man on. She's doing a tartar tongue in a samosa. Controversial. Will it be too dry?
That's the question that Paul Hollywood asks. And then we move on to Dan the man. Stilton pear and a banana hazelnut. Trying to cheat with a machine, but it's not working.
He's complaining. Now, I made a note about this, right? He's complaining about the KitchenAid. KitchenAid is a world universal standard of a good mixer. They've used them every single season. He's got an add-on there for a pasta roller.
Yeah.
I personally, look out because some names about to be dropped, been recommended that by none other than Jamie Oliver OB. So I know for sure, and I own one. It's a good product.
What? So what, you've tell met Jamie story, Oliver?
Yeah. Like, I used to work for Jamie Oliver, didn't I?
Like, did you?
Yeah.
When?
I know this.
Yeah.
You worked for his YouTube channel.
Worked for just Jamie Oliver Limited.
In Jamie the house or?
Well, I looked after all the houses. Kids. Yeah, looked after their IT. So I was IT manager for Jamie Oliver. IT support manager. So there was an IT manager as well. I don't want everybody to look on LinkedIn and find the IT manager. Andy Morrill's his name. Give him a look. Still there, I think. Yeah, so I
good it, man.
Yeah, well, I did shots fired for a moral there.
I feel like you got any goss about, like, I feel like we're just brushing over.
One of the reasons that I didn't get on Bake Off when I applied, they were concerned about the fact that at the time I worked at Jamie Oliver.
Oh.
Because they were like, oh, how's that going to work? You know, it was a bit controversial. Like, Manon, remember I said about the thing about her being on MasterChef?
Yeah.
It wasn't MasterChef. It was another program hosted by James Martin called, like, The Box or What's in the Box. And they got given like five ingredients and had to create a recipe from that. Ready, Steady, Cook. But for these amateur chefs, they had to come up with the best thing. Manon was on that, which is another BBC program.
There you go.
But yeah, Jamie Oliver recommend. We had a long chat when I got my KitchenAid for Christmas from my mum one time, and very lucky to get one. I was a good boy that year, and I was a big boy, but I was a good boy. So, but yeah, we chatted about it, and so I know. So when he was like, "Oh, it's just not powerful enough," I was like, "Leave it out, mate. You're not powerful enough to be on this show."
Wow,
that's what I said.
Yeah, and then he was kind of like, he's making a fuss because he had to roll it by hand.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
acting all hard.
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, I've overworked the dough. And then I noticed, he's like, yeah, there's too much gluten in it. It's like, we know what overworked dough is, why it's overworked, mate, because the gluten. You don't need to throw in a gluten to try and sound salvage yourself, trying to sound clever.
Can you see gluten?
Yeah, it's blue.
When you stretch it,
yeah,
that's the strands, the gluten is in there, obviously. So that's... You know, you can't, like, gluten's, I'm going to sound stupid now. You can't, like, be like, excuse me, can I have 20 grams of gluten, please? But it's a chemical. I don't want to speak out of turn here.
I don't know if it's a chemical.
Let's find out how they
it's
went.
Something, though, isn't it? Exists, they say. So they say.
I'm going to Google it for you now, Ruby.
Thank you.
He's put too much water in, he knows already, when he's rolling it. That's what I've put in my notes. What do you think about that, Sean?
Yeah, he's doomed. He's doomed, just a matter of time.
He's doomed.
I enjoyed how he said, oh, this is so time-consuming. Yeah, everyone else had already done it.
Yeah, joke's on you. What have you done there, mate, huh?
You're on Bake Off, mate. Yeah. What else are you doing other than baking? Kim Joy is doing India. keeping it simple.
What I noticed this week is that we right at the start, everyone's like knocking about things, forgetting things. What's gone on in the tent this week?
I think everyone's comfortable.
Comfortable, but then, well, with comfort comes what? Complacency.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were seeing that left, right, and centre.
I was going to say, you can sort of see that in this episode of the podcast.
Because we've got...
My notes are not as detailed as I'd like.
And last week you had a pen and paper, so you're back to the keyboard.
And I took it for granted. I'm like, I've got my machine. I'm like Dan in many ways.
Yeah, yeah, you're complaining about your technology.
I'm like, it's not off gigs. Yeah?
Just glad you guys did write notes, because I did not.
You've got notes there.
What have you got written down there, Ruby?
I needed a way to remember everyone's names, so I wrote little notes on them.
Wrote their names down?
Yeah, I got their names. I drawed Bryony's hair.
So what's that you got? Can you describe the drawing there for that home listener?
It looks like a Lego Man head one. But...
Tutankhamun, yeah. I would say.
It does look a bit Tutankhamun.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
So, Egypt.
Dan,
I enjoyed. I wrote, where are his eyebrows?
Where are they? Dan, if you could let us know where they are. What I noticed with Dan is that when he gets a bit hot and bothered, and I don't like to slander people's bodies, but his freckles and his beard look like they're eating each other.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
I didn't know, because
unusual observation to make.
Well, just because I don't like him as a human being, so I'm just picking holes. It is, you know, like what people would do with me. They'd be like, this guy looks like a bloated buffoon. Something somebody might say.
They could do. That'd be a bit mean, but...
I'll take it.
Ruby.
Yeah? Oh.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah? What?
Well, that's going to be confusing, huh, guys? Look out.
Ruby, I know. We're on to the tasting now.
Yeah.
The proof of the pudding. Yeah. It's in the bloody taste, isn't it? And Ruby's first. Looks good, spicy, perfectly executed. Juggernaut of flavour.
And what do you get for all those things?
You get a bloody handshake.
You get a fucking handshake, don't you?
Cut to Dan, gutted.
Cut to Dan, yeah. Cut to
and
Dan.
He makes a smart comment,
cut
doesn't
to Dan,
he
should be cut, cut himself, shouldn't he?
Edgelord. Edgy. You're like South Park, aren't you?
Oh my god, they killed Dan. Yeah.
And next we've got John. And it's, some of them are soggy, but yeah, it's ultimately delicious. And I'd like to just note this as we go through this episode.
Yep.
Soggy is a word that is going to come up a lot. And I'd like to personally say, I don't mind a soggy pastry. I prefer soggy rather than dry.
I can kind of see that. Is anyone else here a fan of a Frey Bentos pie?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever eaten one.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing I love about that is when you kind of undercook it slightly, so you just get layers of uncooked pastry.
Is Frey Bentos the one you cook in the tin?
Yeah, yeah, it's available in a tin. Yeah. I'm a big... Why? I'm just... just like blank faces looking at me.
No, I think so. Fair enough.
I mean, I've never worked in a mine, so I don't know what it's like to you.
We're from Slough. They give them to you when you come off
the M25. It's like lands on your sunroof.
I always used to like go to a chip shop, right? You get a chip butty.
Yeah. That's a sandwich with chips in it.
Yeah.
That's bread, chips, bread.
And you get it in, you know, in your paper cone.
Yeah. Hold on, a chip butty in a cone? You wouldn't get it in like a bat, like...
Yeah, no, what they do, this is my local. You get the cone, bap in the bottom, chips over the top. So you sort of got more chips than a bap's worth.
Right.
You know, good value for
so
money.
So in your instance, what you're doing is you eat a shitload of chips...
And then you
and
have
then you,
a chip
and then you have
butty.
Bread at the end.
But what I used to do, salt and vinegar on, love a bit of vinegar, whack it on. You get to the end and the bun... is sodden.
Ooh. You like that, do you?
I love that. I miss that. I'm thinking about it now. I haven't had that in ages.
Well, we'll come back to that later during the technical challenge, because you were very unhappy with Bryony and her pancake, but let's save that, because now we know why. You're wanting these sodden based bakes. No, I would not want a particularly soggy base. Would I prefer a dry one or a soggy one? I don't know, Ruby, what about you? Your soggy bottom or a dry bottom? in your baked goods.
No, it's soggy, but it's got to keep its shape. I don't want one falling apart.
Look, we all know we would all like a perfect bake. I'm just saying, if I had to choose it,
you go soggy over.
I'll go soggy.
No,
over
I don't
dry.
Think I would, because
not a fan of dry foods.
Just add some gravy.
Well, that's what I do. Add gravy to it. Job done.
I would say, because they had the dip with the...
Yeah, I'd have gravy as my dip.
Thanks for coming in today, Harry. It looks like you've just made a... it's a roast beef sandwich. No, roast beef dinner in a samosa.
I mean, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. Harry's Sunday dinner. It's inspired by the Sunday dinners I make. That's what you've done there.
For my family.
For my family. Yeah. Every Sunday, Harry always. After we finished mopping the floor from the soggy vinegar chip baps he's left the night before, and he's come home pissed up. He always gets into the kitchen, hungover, and makes us a delicious Sunday dinner.
That's what I do. Yep. I love the kitchen.
Can't get enough of it.
Heat of summer, apron on, top off.
Just keep the nips covered. All right. Kim Joy.
We've got Bryony next, I've looked lovely, perfect pastry.
They look great, I thought.
Too gluey inside though, because of the peanut butter.
Of all the sweet ones, I thought hers looked like.
Love a peanut butter, do you?
Not the ingredient. I just mean the finish. Like, ooh, I was like, that, because somebody said sweet samosa. You'd be like, oh, not sure about that. But then when I saw that somebody's phone's going off. I can hear it on the old. Unprofessional, could be mine.
I think it's definitely me.
Cool.
So that's an insight.
Case closed. Who's the most popular? Not Ross. Brownies look good. I thought they looked really good.
Yeah, well, Paul said they're the best looking samosas I've ever seen.
And I'd agree with him.
So she did a good job there.
And we've both seen a lot of samosas in our time.
So. Kim Joy, she's written on them with a pen.
No, this is the first... black mark against her book in this episode for me. So what's she done there? Excuse me, burped into the mic there. It's very unprofessional.
Yeah. On your San Pellegrino water. That's just
No Fred Bentos in this house.
So she put Pythagoras's theorem on her samosas. And I feel like it had the opposite effect to me, Ross, if I'm being honest with you.
What's that?
If anything, I loved her more. I think the only thing I worked out from that formula was that she's now the nation's princess in my eyes.
Look, I love Kim Joy. Mm. I thought writing on a samosa in a biro, not up to her normal standard.
Did she write it in a biro? She must have used
near enough. Yeah. Near enough.
Wow.
So, and not flavorful enough.
Mm.
That's the judge's comment.
About the Pythagoras theorem.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, in the room I'm the closest to my GCSEs, but I'm fairly certain that was right angle triangles. Samosa, equilateral triangle, isn't it?
Pretty old maths.
Probably a scalene, realistically. Yeah. Although, again, it's a 3D shape. So.
It just felt like a cheap stab to try and make it look better than what it was.
Yeah, maybe you should stab yourself with your Pythagoras samosas. You stab your eyes out with your Pythagoras. Don't know what's happening.
A lot of self-harm in this one.
Sober for October, isn't it? Stress is a struggle. We should be half cut by the time we recorded this.
That is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Dan's turn next, and they play funny music. The disrespect.
I didn't realise that. I didn't notice it.
Great.
Because I just kind of switch off when it comes on my screen.
How did it sound?
Ooh, that's...
disrespectful.
You get like a whoopee cushion. And they're like really hard to cut.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
more like bread.
Yeah, not happy with that, were they?
You fucked it, I've written. They didn't say that. That was from me. And then Rahul, absolutely delicious, faultless. Prue gives him like a little
shake. She gives him a double hand, like grab.
And then makes Paul give him a handshake.
Yeah, forces him.
Which...
And he said afterwards, he went, it's good to be appreciated. He does it in a nice way.
Yeah.
With the handshakes, yeah.
So
And then Paul Hollywood does this thing. What I've noticed now is he's got this whole kind of routine before he gives the handshake, which is he kind of like stares quite intensely, and then he'll kind of pause, and then he reaches out.
And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Prue doing that, you have to give him a handshake, sort of ruined his rhythm, yeah, and he was a bit annoyed by it.
He's like, why don't you just...
He's like, well, I was going to give it, and I wanted to do my stare.
Yeah, but fine, we'll carry on. And I know... Sorry, what were you...
I was just going to say, do you think he gives out too many handshakes now?
Well, he said himself this week in the news, he regretted giving out handshakes. Am I correct in saying that?
I think it's been... Because we've touched on this in previous episodes, and I think it's been on a topic on the nation's lips.
So
everyone agrees it's too many.
You've come in, you've only seen him give one handshake tonight.
And you're saying it's too many.
At this point.
Yeah,
two.
This is the
second. Exactly.
Two in this episode.
Yeah, he's handing them out left, right, and
centre. It's supposed to be special, and it seems like it's like, have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree, and I think everyone agrees.
I think it's nice and exciting for him, though, that people want him to touch them. What?
Sure.
He's like, he just...
Big hands. Big heart.
Big hands, big heart. What would you, if you enjoyed somebody's baked goods, what would you do to, as a sign of...
Thumbs up.
Give him a thumb up.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry's tense. He's clenching his fist. That can only mean one thing.
One of them.
Thumb is up.
I'm doing a thumbs up to Ross now.
It's a good thumb up, actually.
Yeah. Big thumbs. Wide.
What if somebody would be like...
One of them, yeah.
Like a thumb to a fist bump.
I'm happy with that.
Like that guy on Queer Eye that does that mad handshake. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
No, I've seen that.
It does like that or something.
Oh, no, it's just three hits.
Yeah.
Three hits.
Yeah. Weird.
You don't like that?
No, I just... How would you ever know when you meet someone for the first time that that's what they want to do?
Well...
You put your hand out. Like, hey, mate, nice to meet you. What? Excuse me?
Well, I think with, you know, specialist handshakes, part of it is like we've got a special thing that we do together.
Yeah.
Bonding, isn't it?
But then... It's a bit like forcing a nickname on someone. You know, everyone just calls me like Rossy D. Like, well, I'm not going to do that. So
that is true. It's like it's not individual because he does it to everyone.
Yeah.
It's like we could do our own.
But
handshake.
How do you address that the first time you meet someone?
Do
he goes,
you want to do a handshake.
Not like what? Like
do that maybe.
Oh, that's good.
They're just wiggling their fingers. I just thought I should narrate.
Yeah, narrate that. What do you think,
Sean?
Do you feel
very
left
disgusted?
No, I wasn't a fan of that. I think my thing would be just like a gentle peck on the cheek.
like a little bird.
Yeah, I'll just walk up to them and just like... But I wouldn't give them out willy-nilly like
a
slag.
No. One a series.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean's got his pecker out.
That would be great.
That would be great. On to the technical challenge, I think, now, aren't we?
Man on, too potatoy, dry,
oh,
move
yeah.
on. Technical. Six, poi, dear.
The well of love, more. I believe the pronunciation.
In English.
I've written here, does it look like breasts?
Yeah, I think that's...
A butthole.
Oh, probably not.
No. A short, stubby penis.
Hmm.
What did you think the well of love looked like?
I'd say it was probably meant to be breasts.
Do you reckon?
I thought it just looked like a Bakewell tart that was like overfilled.
Oh, yeah. Out of control Bakewell tart.
Yep.
That's the French for you.
Yep. Classic.
Erotic connotations.
Mm-hmm.
I've written Rahul is freaking out because he hasn't done everything perfectly.
Do you think Rahul's a virgin?
Look, I think...
Have you ever... No, let me take a step back. Do you think Rahul's ever kissed anyone?
I think on the cheek, yes.
His mum. I just want to say that I had a really nice time. Bye. No physical contact. That'd be a date ending with Rahul there.
I think it's safe to say. But, you know.
Rahul, if you're out there and you'd like one of Sean's pecks on the cheek, we can make that happen.
Absolutely, get in touch at the Jerk Store. I'll be there. I'll be there in a jiffy.
John loves it. All the rolling and folding. He says
he loves
it.
He loves puff pastry.
And he gets his egg yolks.
He's got his egg yolks.
Oh.
And then
he's got some
egg whites left over.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them, mate?
Down them.
Down them in one.
Neck them. Have you ever done that?
No, they slipped down. It was
great. Well, you don't want to savour the flavour, I don't think, do you?
No, you just want it to trickle.
Shall we do
down.
That 1 week? Shall we all drink egg whites?
Yeah, maybe we should have some sort of contest.
Yeah.
And the loser has to down some egg whites.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could do that. Like, worst bake a week.
Yeah, yeah. Like when I... Oh. What's this we've got on the table here? Egg whites at the ready, because...
Our special guest, Ruby...
Our special guest, Ruby...
has baked us.
Keen baker herself. Are you? Would I be correct in saying... Would I be misspeaking if I said you were a keen baker, Ruby?
I mean, baking's just following the instructions, isn't it?
Whoa. Tell that to these lot. They've made a whole TV show out of it.
I know, but... Well, no, they've made a TV show about not giving them all the instructions and giving them too little time.
Yeah.
But are you... Oh, okay.
We're going to eat it.
This is a lemon drizzle cake.
Yeah, lemon drizzle
cake. What inspired your choice of lemon drizzle?
I like lemon drizzle cake.
Oh, we're going to need more of that for the VT, so...
Yeah, give us a name. What's it called?
Ruby's...
What's the story behind it?
Yeah, what's the story? You're from Southampton.
Yeah,
it's quite drizzly there, isn't it?
I'm from Southampton, and it rains lemons when life gives you lemons.
Eat Ruby's lemon drizzle cake. There we go.
That's a good title for it, When Life Gives You Lemons.
Yeah, Ruby's When Life Gives You Lemons drizzle cake.
Very good. Thanks. Workshop that, guys. We're a team.
What we've got here. Sean, would you like... What I've cut four slices. Sean's going in for a bite now. Can you now before you do
I'm
that?
I'm feeling well nervous.
I would like you to, Sean, to channel your inner Paul and Prue. And Sean is closing his eyes.
Yeah.
And he's taking a bite.
I wonder if Ruby is going to get.
This is some
a
of
the
finest. This is all a ruse so you could give her a little peck. Oh no.
All right. I've taken a little square there.
Yeah.
Bit of crust.
Okay. It's bad.
Ruby, do you want to taste your own cake?
I mean, I do, but like not until we've you been in it, just in case it is really shit.
Okay. I'm going to go for this slice because I think you guys went for one of the end pieces.
I put in so much extra lemon.
Did you? Don't tell us.
I did. It's because I really like lemon.
Tell me when you want me to comment.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can't taste the extra lemon. Bit plain. Bit plain. And look, I'm not even trying to be harsh. It's too dry.
I thought it was delightful.
I haven't choked on it.
It's way too dry. Like, I can barely get it down.
Let me take another slice, because... Yeah. I'm going for seconds as well, because...
Oh, God.
I'm still on the first, actually.
There's a Pellegrino there.
You made it.
I'm so worried.
I would disagree, I think.
No. It did need more.
He's actually come for it. He needs it.
You know my opinion on baking. The wetter, the better.
Yeah. You'd have preferred it if it just sort of slopped out the cake tin.
You joke, but I think by baking cake
I'm going to say it was great when it came out the tin.
I think it's still it's moist.
I'm going to blame the cycle journey because then I wrapped it up and probably heated it for more.
Look, Ruby, you've had a good effort.
Look, they don't on the bake-off cook it one place and then have to cycle it on their bike to the next place.
Look, Ross likes it and he's the expert.
All right, Harriet, I'm going to have to bake you another cake.
I think it's all right.
Nah.
That's really nice cake.
Look, I focused on the negatives. It looks like a real cake. You could sell it in Starbucks.
Yeah.
But not one of the cool coffee shops.
All I would say is, like, we've asked for icing to be on the top. A real lemon drizzle cake, which had like a classy icing.
But I feel like we're being far too harsh on Ruby.
No,
she made
know.
Us a cake, and the cake was really,
really
nice.
It's called the Bake Off for a reason.
Yeah. Never has the show title "Baking Bad" been more fitting. Hey guys. Oh, that's mean. I wouldn't.
You're on the good side. I'm bad cop.
I feel like I've really disappointed you, Harry, and it makes me very upset.
What's the best thing you've ever baked, Ruby? Because this clearly wasn't it.
Thank you.
No, this is nice. See, now Ross is being mean. Yeah, I feel bad.
just because he wants to.
Yeah.
Wants to join in.
Just starts bullying, isn't it? So that's how it starts.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my t-shirt off.
Ring
shirt off, rather.
That's me.
Yeah.
Oh. And he goes, hot. He's getting the shakes because he hasn't had a drink.
What does it say on the top? Does it say
basement?
Basement.
Yeah, they're a band.
Oh, I know that. Are they on Run for Cover Records?
Once upon a time, I think they're on Fueled by Raymond now.
This is unrelatable. Gotcha. Can we... All right, so in the bottom of the technical.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Fitting.
Yeah.
And Dan.
Dan let the steam out, didn't he? Again, faffing around this week.
It was just a mess. He wasn't focused.
Yep, I wrote Dan confused pastry week with shit week.
There we go. Kim Joy, this is again classic. Here's strike two for Kim Joy this week. Oh, we bought a blowtorch, but I was freaked out by it. Fuck off. What's there to be freaked out by? No one's bought a blowtorch and been like, I wonder what happens when you turn it on. Clearly, you know. You don't buy, you know, matches and be like, I wonder what happens when...
I think the listeners at home should know Ross is a massive fan of a blowtorch. Last week I was drinking from a mug with an image of Ross with a blowtorch on it.
That's a true story.
Because that's how much he loved blowtorches.
So one year, a friend of ours got... we did Secret Santa and I got given a blowtorch as my Secret Santa present. And then I turned it on in their house and I was so happy. I was not freaked out by it like Kim Joy. I was like, this is amazing. So he took a picture of me. Then for the following Christmas, my present was a mug with my face.
That's very good.
From the year before. So that's good, isn't it?
It would be good if the next year they got a mug.
with me holding the mug. Yeah. And then it's just, I don't know if anybody took a picture. But we can but hope for Santa to deliver.
Good job. Then Bryony won.
Flagging up now.
Bryony first, John second, Rahul third.
I thought Bryony's looked like a Yorkshire pudding.
So Bryony's.
But she forgot the sugar.
In pole position. Put it on after.
Yeah. Put it on after though.
Don't let the steam is more important than putting the sugar in.
She knew. Smart baker. Smart cookie, if you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, hello.
If you take it out, these things are going to fall quicker than something.
Yeah, good job.
My fair, if Bryony. Then no one cooked it perfectly, so everyone made a right
mess
of it.
They don't give them the full instructions. The technical's never a triumph, you know. It's who's done best with this.
Because they get so little information, you know. Like, feels like eating that's a bit like you were guessing what a lemon drizzle cake would taste like.
Okay. Ross, at first you weren't being mean. You've just realised that the cool kids are being mean and so you thought you'd join in.
Yeah, the story of my life. And then afterwards they all beat me up, so it's fine. And then they make me eat this dry lemon drizzle cake and I choke. No, it's good. It's good cake. I like it.
Yeah, out of 10?
I give it... I think this is being fair. I don't want to, I'm being serious now. I give that a 7 out of 10 for a drizzle cake.
Would you give it, Sean?
That's an 8 out of 10 cake for me.
How do you feel, Ruby, tasting it yourself?
5.
5? What would you like? What do you think's missing from it?
Moisture.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's it. It's not good. Like
lemon.
Like, I don't think your scales... It's got to be... not like a sliding scale.
No, but I think...
I think people too easily jump to 7 out of 10 on a 10 out of 10 scale. Everyone else is 5.
3 out of 5. I think that's where people... I always think of that. Because you half it, don't you, when you go...
Yeah, well, maths is not fractions.
So I go 7 out of 10. People go, oh, that's quite generous. But 3 out of 5 doesn't seem so generous.
Yeah, but 3 out of 5 is 6 out of 10.
No. Some of us know Pythagoras and some of us don't, so...
I'd give it a 4.
Out of 10?
Yeah, well, not out of 5.
Sean looks genuinely upset.
I feel like I'm upset for you, Ruby.
No. It's not
you're taking this far too well. You're choking on it. I can't...
Not a 4 out of 10. 4 out of 100.
No, but I think something with a lemon drizzle, it's a bit like a Victoria sponge. It's like, you know, in previous bake-offs, they had to make kind of these classics. Well, it's not it's harder, you know, it's like, what's going to take it to the next level?
To be honest, I've had an adequate lemon drizzle cake before, and this wasn't it.
Right, now it feels like it's getting a lot personal. I didn't mean it to be that. I wanted this to actually be a discussion on baking. But Harry cannot give up. He's having a breakdown.
Look.
You looked at it with such disdain there. I'm going to have another piece because I actually really liked it.
No, you know what it is.
I go to the shop and buy parchment paper.
No, you know what it is. It's like a, it's a
well,
nice.
You can taste that as well, actually, yeah.
It's like a decent cake, right? But my two favourite things about a lemon drizzle cake are how really sour and lemony it is.
That's
and how
why I put in the extra
wet
lemon.
It is. And I think those are probably the two things it's lacking. Texture's good. The bake is good. Tastes like a cake.
I can't wait.
Tastes like a Madeira cake, really. That's been in the bag with a lemon.
Guys, what did you do? Reviews are coming in. What did you do the first time we had a female guest on? Just berated her for the baked goods she brought with us, brother. That's nice, isn't it?
I'm just giving my honest opinion.
No, absolutely.
Which is almost worse because you're sort of doing it as a joke.
I was doing it as a joke. I think it's nice.
You like it. I just like a sopping wet lemon drizzle cake.
The chip butty of the lemon drizzle cake.
So, I've flagged this up early doors.
Yeah.
Soggy or nothing.
Well, guess what? You're in luck because there's plenty of... Sorry, go on.
I should say you should have let me know earlier.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually know you were baking a cake for this. This is a surprise. Mm. It's like a birthday.
Yeah. Disappointing one.
No, good job, though. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
Well, you like soggy things. You're in luck because next round is the showstopper. A banquet pie. What would you bake, ladies and gentlemen, for your banquet pie? Ruby.
Wait, do I have to choose the filling or the shape?
Everything.
Ah, can I go last?
Sure.
Thanks. Let Sean go because he's always got...
Can I go second last, please?
Yeah, sure. I'll shoot from the hip. I'll do a gun-shaped one. Yeah?
Yeah.
What's inside?
The Constitution. Pheasants. The American Constitution. Oh okay.
Yeah. He's brought that round.
I see.
Yeah, gamey. Mm-hmm. As they said, like a Tudor thing. They've got pheasant in it. What would you put with pheasant? What complements the flavour? Never tasted it. I don't know. Probably parsley.
I don't think that would be in that. No.
Do you reckon to that?
I think that probably...
Blue cheese.
No, that's very, very rich.
That's what I'm after.
Maybe fit for a king, but...
And I'd leave, because, you know, if you get a pheasant...
Yeah. Right,
got the bullet in still, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you leave that in there as like a little...
I'd leave... Well, I'm using like 10 pheasants. So there's 10 bullets in there. What do you think about that? What would you make, Ross?
Calzone. Dumb. Giant calzone.
That's good. I like
it. I think just a big pizza, roll it up, and then more sauce on top, and then just pizza crust.
Fan favourite.
Delicious.
Would you make, Sean?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the calzone too, actually.
Yeah.
I like that idea. What sort of fillings are you thinking?
Pepperoni.
Well, I'm out there.
Actually, pepperami.
Surprisingly, I'm back. Yeah. Come in. We'll go twos on that, yeah.
It'd be funny if one week bakers were like, we're going to make this one together.
Yeah. What if I'd make it actually as a calzone, but I have it shaped like a cigar. And then it would be filled with pepperamis, like a giant, like loads of them.
Oh, thick. Yeah. You still on board, Sean?
Yeah, well, the more girth, the better, is what I say. Yeah.
Those are good, yeah.
What would you make, Ruby?
Oh, I was too busy, Liz, listening, I didn't think. I don't know.
Do you want to go threes on the pepperami?
No.
You can do the bit that has to be like, with like a gold foil. You know, like they put the foil on the cigar, don't they? So you can know it's like a premium product.
Oh, yeah.
We could perhaps do that.
Like
with...
a green one with pepperami.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapper.
Just like that.
If you're getting a pepperami, you go green or red?
Green.
I go red.
That's the spicy one, isn't
spicy,
it?
Spicy boy. Mm. You're veggie, aren't you?
Yeah, I've never had a pepperami.
But to be honest, the last time you had a pepperami, you've never had one?
Oh, no, I've never had a pepperami, yeah.
What?
Bit of an animal. Are you a bit of an animal or something?
I don't know why you're giving me all these, like...
Just shocked, really. Pepperami is a staple of the...
Have you heard of Ribena before?
They go hand in hand. Break time snack.
Yeah. I like the adverts.
Canatizer and a Pepperami.
Ruby, you eat a Pepperami?
Yeah.
There we go. Questions answered, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We'll do more foods later.
So what have we got? We've got...
Bryony's doing an Alice in Wonderland pie.
At this point, Ruby rolled her head back and just went, ugh! What happened?
I don't like Alice in Wonderland as a story, and I hate it when people try and use it in their own arty creations to be more unique.
Kooky, would you
say? Kooky, yeah, kooky. Mm. However, her end product was very good. And
so you wouldn't call yourself a bit of a Mad Hatter or anything like that?
No.
Look of disdain.
I just
grin like a Cheshire cat from Ross over there.
Everything from Alice in Wonderland is overused by people.
What's that like? There's that quote. It's like, we're all crazy in here. Some of us are just blah blah blah. There's like a. I'm gonna pull up some Alice in Wonderland quotes.
Yeah, just pepper them throughout, and we'll crack on. Dan's making a fish puff pastry, and Kim Joy is making a vegetarian mermaid. Oh. What do you think of that, Sean?
I'm full on board of that. As mentioned earlier, I don't eat meat.
Butternut squash and feta in there. Good combo.
Absolutely.
Classic things you find in the sea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get the mermaid.
Feta of the sea tuna.
Again, another person trying to be more quirky than they are.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a mermaid.
She's living the gimmick. Then we've got, you don't like Kim Joy though.
No.
You don't
I
like
feel really mean, but I think it's just because everyone on there is trying a little bit to be a bit more quirky than the next person, and I feel like I've come in week 5 and they've run out of steam.
What I'd say is, week 5, I love them all. Even Dan, who I hate. I love to hate him.
They're all so lovely, but that's what I want from a reality TV show.
More of a Love Island gal.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a Love Island podcast.
That'd be exhausting. 7 nights a week.
6.
No, get the day off.
John is making a Welsh dragon pie. He's put chilli in it. Yeah, fire in the belly.
Yeah.
Rahul, butterfly pie with lamb curry in it. Ruby, Kohinoor crown. With chicken curry in it.
So do you know what that is? I looked that up.
No, what is it, Ross?
She said it in the episode, didn't she?
Oh, there it is there, look. Look at the size of that.
Oh, yeah. It's a big jewel, isn't
it? Big jewel. It's one of the largest cut diamonds in the world and part of the British crown jewels.
There you go. Stolen from India.
But they kept cutting it down, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. Like, it was much bigger than what it originally was. Only reason why I know that, Doctor Who. It was in a Doctor Who episode. One with a werewolf. Dave Tennant.
Tune in next Betty week Piper. For the Doctor Who pod. Not really. Manon's making an octopus that she's called Poppy.
Yeah. So,
but she says, I'm making a poppy cake. And everyone thought she was either doing the shape of a poppy or maybe poppy... No, it's just a name for an octopus.
I'm making a poppy cake.
Wasn't there was a famous octopus, though, for a little bit that predicted the World Cup.
Yeah.
Paul the octopus.
Poppy? Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul,
so
yeah,
so that would have been funny. She'd be like, I'm baking Paul. And then she'd be like, what? I'd be like, Paul the octopus from the World Cup. Do you remember? I don't know why she's like Jamaican.
You know, you've given it a go.
And so did she.
All right. So, like, you've put your notes up on the big screen there.
Oh.
Dan is gone. Trey's shit. I've read there. That's a spoiler.
Sorry. Yeah,
you was going to say that later.
Yeah, I was.
I've stolen that. Got a laugh.
I'll be happy.
All right, so they're tasting the showstoppers.
Oh, wait, you didn't...
What have we got?
We missed out on Ruby's addition into her pie to stop the...
Oh, no, it was Bryony.
Oh, yes.
Bryony. This is Bryony. So very,
I'm sorry, I really wanted to hear that.
Bryony is putting... A pancake. Good, well remembered, Ruby.
Yeah, and we talked about this earlier because old soggy bottom over here.
I don't like this. Shall I tell you why?
If you come out of the swimming pool, do you just like to sit in your swimming trunks for ages?
No.
Just let that soak in my...
No way.
...butt crack.
It's all mouthfeel.
Okay, fine.
But
no more questions, John.
Bryony has put a pancake in to absorb, because she's doing like quite a gamey pie, so it's going to have a lot of juices. Put a pancake in to absorb it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen previous years when they've done pies that are really gamey, they've syringed out the moisture at intervals.
You're quite excited about that.
You know, that is a thing they've done. And, you know, you've got Ruby and Rahul have done curries, and they've... And it's maybe someone else that actually has put rice in there for that purpose. But I just feel like a pancake is just...
Wouldn't you
crowbarred in, you know?
I mean, that's the chip butty of banquet cake, surely.
Yeah, but I just feel like a pancake and venison, they're not related in any way.
Okay.
Also, I feel like you keep using the word pancake, but it wasn't an actual pancake, was it?
I think it was like a kind of a flatbread. Flat as a pancake.
You know, put some mashed potato in there or something. Keep it on theme, Brian.
That's wet.
Yeah, isn't that going to just add more sogginess?
No, well, you just put the smash powder.
Thing is, right, who's come out on top? Because let's talk about, you know, in the world of opinions, well, we've all got one, but there can only be one star baker this week.
Yeah, well, let's go. Should we go to the tasting?
Go on, let's go for it.
Let's start with Bryony.
Yeah.
Looks great, intricate. Very meaty, though, they say.
Yeah.
A lot of meat in there.
I did like the look of it. It was so dark. It just looked like a fag ash. Is it just me?
It looked grey.
Yeah.
She's made a massive dog food pie.
Yeah. But it had playable croquet on the top of it.
It looked great,
And they said it tasted good, and we can't taste it.
No. Big disadvantage of a television.
And then Kim Joy, extra thick bottom, too soggy. Tasty, but soggy.
Yeah.
You would have liked it?
Yeah, you'd love that.
Undercooked pastry in my belly.
My name's John. Pre-went, this looks like a... Go on. You're gonna say something.
I've written fat beef roll, wet.
She went, ooh, it's like a monster sausage roll. Which is like, I feel like, sums up John quite well.
Yeah. This is one that I looked at and was like, I'd eat that.
You'd eat that. It's green. It's green, it's soggy, and it's bursting with meat. Get it in my belly. Yeah.
And then Ruby.
Yeah.
Looks great, really good, and tasty, and crisp. They've said crisp pastry.
Mm.
What do you think of that, Ruby, your namesake?
My namesake? Well, so glad she did well.
Are you back in Ruby? Who's your favourite?
Yeah. My fave? No, it's either Ruby or Rahul. I mean, I gotta choose.
You like Ruby?
Yeah.
Just because if she wasn't called Ruby, if she was called Sarah.
Yeah, then she'd be average.
Okay.
She'd be in the middle. But she's got my name, so I've got to support her.
Sure.
You know.
Fair play.
And she's older than 9, so that's also a plus.
Yeah.
Well, always is when you're in the bake-off tent. Well, I don't understand.
Oh, no, there's lots of rubies under the age of 9 / dogs just because of that Kaiser Chiefs song.
I see.
Ruby, if you're older than
9, then your parents were more original.
So what was your... Why were you called Ruby?
Dunno. No idea.
Because the jewel, named of the jewel.
Name the jewel. Because you shine so brightly.
Okay.
Sweet.
Sean, do you have anything to add to any of these? To John's, maybe?
If you were a jewel, what would he be?
Sean would be an emerald, for sure.
I was going to say sapphire.
Ooh.
No, he's like a rich green. That's quite like a, I feel like a wisdomous colour.
Yeah. I'll take either of those, yeah. Yeah. Ebony? Is that a jewel?
No, well, it is, but you wouldn't be that.
No. And also,
is it a jewel? No. I don't know. If it is, it's a wood, isn't it?
Wood, yeah. And with ivory, they go together in perfect harmony.
Yes.
I can imagine Sean wearing, like, you've got like quite a nice Oxford shirt on today, Sean.
Yep.
And for me, you look a bit like an off-duty mayor. So I can imagine you wearing that big mayor, you know, like the thing they wear around the they wear around their chest and then they walk around. I don't know what that's called. The mayor's like necklace. Probably not. It's probably got an official title.
That is beautiful. Thank emerald. You for that.
Can you imagine like Sean walking around, you know, welcome to Nottingham, the mayor of Nottingham, something like that.
Maybe that's not Nottingham.
Yeah. I'll take that. I'd love to
welcome
be a mayor.
Welcome to Snaresbrook. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that.
Mayoral duties.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
Dan, raw fish.
Left it so late. So we didn't talk. We need to talk about this because Dan left it. He was like, his whole game plan was, I am going to nail pastry. I'm going to do it. Everyone's rushing to get their pastry in, but I'm going to leave it. I'm going to take extra time so it's cooked. Like the butter sits in with the, you know, everything's all cooked perfectly.
Undercooked it, hasn't it?
Flopped it.
So what time did he take out from something else to be able to leave
extra time
for that?
He just left it. He didn't cook his pastry for as long. So, like, when everyone else was rolling out their pastry, he left his in the fridge to kind of let the butter and everything to sit in.
Because he's making puff pastry.
Puff pastry, which you do, you layer of pastry,
pastry
and a layer of butter.
But the butter has to be cold, it can't melt.
But then what time, where did he take away time to be able to do that? Otherwise,
well, the
I don't
cooking.
Understand.
Cooking. yeah.
That's why
but
it was
what
undercooked.
Was the, what was he planning? I imagine that's why he just had the spray
bottle.
Well,
I think I would say he failed to plan.
Plan to fail.
Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah, and he's done a fish and egg pie. It's like, mate.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? This is the Bake Off, not Oliver Twist.
Disgusting. So, please, sir, can you throw it in the fucking bin?
You know what we've missed mentioning, actually, which is one of the best moments of the show. Yeah. I'd say second best after John drinking the apes.
Yeah.
I think was after Dan had fucked two tarsa, he just was looking out
the window. Just sad, despondent.
And again, I feel like other people probably would have done stuff like that throughout, but with Dan,
it
it's
felt
so much,
real.
It's poetic, isn't
yeah,
it? It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
He wants it. So, he's not there to make friends. He's not there for the experience. He's there to win.
Especially when it's the fabric window that kind of
flaps. Oh, yeah, like billowing. Yeah, you just feel the plastic hit him in the nose.
And then Bryony. Yeah. Have we done
her? We've done Bryony. Yeah, so Bryony. Manon, it was very salty and very dry. What are your thoughts on over-salting food, Harry? I feel like you probably quite like that.
No, I feel like when you once you oversalt something, that's it.
Well, it's
done,
affects the moisture
it?
For you as well, which probably
absorb. Yeah, you'd be needing a drink all the time. Yeah, I think there's no coming back, is there? When you oversalt something, yeah. You can't.
It's like putting on too much hair gel.
Well, you could wash your hair. You can't wash the salt out of a stew, can you?
I did that.
What?
I thought, oh, I was trying to salt, put some salt in my pasta,
right?
And then the top of the salt fell off, look and out. The entire thing went into my, and so I just put it back in the, I just drained it all and washed it, and then put it back on my plate.
How salty was that pasta?
It was so salty.
There we go.
It didn't work. Did not work. So.
But you can try.
I laughed though, I just made myself laugh. The whole elaborate ruse, and it still tasted exactly the same. Ruby this week's making her favourite. It's Ruby's I Hope I Get Heart Disease pasta. What she does is she pours a whole big box of salt into it, more than flakes.
Over 6 grams.
Over 6 grams. About 60 grams of salt. But what she does is she boils it and then strains it through a colander in the hope that maybe some of that salt would have gone into the absorbing...
Oh, yeah, that's what it's doing, isn't it?
That's what... Hey?
Yeah. That what are you going to wash that down with, Ruby? Glass of seawater, please.
Oh,
all right, Rahul.
Yeah.
Too wet, right? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
But tasty.
Also, Manon left the paper. So this was the other thing. Manon, second time.
Yes.
She's tried to get away with a little cheat, little, oh, oops, silly me. So 1 week she did what was it, chocolate like a chocolate cake. It was really hot in the tent.
And everyone was trying to set chocolate,
set
right?
Chocolate. It was super hard because it was super hot.
And she left the plastic on.
She left the plastic casing on, which meant that basically everyone else's was melting. Well, hers was melting, but because she left the casing on, it was protected, so it didn't collapse. That was quite controversial that week. And she got, and they didn't really seem to make that big a deal out of it, which I think they should have. and then this week, she's like, oh, I've left a paper in, because that paper would be absorbing some of that soggy bottomness.
Oh, that's naughty.
She still fucked it though. But you say try to get away with it this week.
She did say it.
She did.
She yet stayed. Again. She got away with it.
But she said, and it's like, it's kind of that fishing thing, being like, oh no, like just saying like, oops, I did that, whoopsie, and then letting them deal with it.
Yeah.
Someone else did that earlier on in the episode. I think it was Kim Joy. She asked, it was on the technical, she went, is that spicy enough? I think because she forgot to put the chili in. And she was like, oh, I was a bit worried. Is it spicy? And she was trying to fish for them to be like, oh, no, it's fine. And they went, nah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Then walked off. A little bit of fishing.
I liked it. Good. Good. Good observation.
Fishing for compliments. This is the Bake Off.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not compliments roadshow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Gone, Dan. Dan the man.
Trey shit.
I think, that's the second time that's been said. First time it was me, but I didn't say Trey shit, if you notice. I said Trez shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, in a way, less French.
More funny.
You tell me, listeners.
You wouldn't need Nostradamus to see that he was going this week. And that annoyed me. Now,
why did it annoy you?
Just because you're trying to be clever again, aren't you? You know what's really clever? Not having to see you next week. Yes. Also, here's the little sob story at the end. I'm a stay-at-home parent. Oh, well, you adopted a child, so that's entirely your own fucking decision. You can't use that as a sob story. And also, you don't have to be a stay-at-home parent. It's 2018. You can go to work.
Pop him in a creche.
Creche him. So,
I sort of liked the end bit. I was like, you know what, Dan? I've loved your time here. You know, we need a villain. Who's the villain now? I think it's Manon.
Also, I forgot.
They're cheating.
What we did, the whole reason why Trey shit is funny is because his t-shirt said, and we haven't talked about it. That's the whole point. What did it say on his t-shirt, John?
Said Trey Butch.
Trey Butch. Didn't talk about that, so we were just getting a laugh at us just saying silly words, but it was actually quite, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't do the setup for the joke, so that's a shame, isn't it? You've got to do your setups to get the punchlines, don't you? But
sometimes the setup is just context, though, isn't it?
Certainly is. And that's the magic of comedy. Bryony's got a really shit Android phone.
She's Starbaker. Probably start off with that.
Yeah.
Really good. She's come from behind. Like, as I said when we were watching it, if Terry wasn't sick that week and no one went home,
that was bread.
That was
week,
one
it?
Of the worst bread weeks bread of week? Anyone.
Yeah. They were really
she
pissed off.
Really cocked that up. But no one got sent home that week. So, but she's a fan favourite. She's really, really likable. So I think it's like a nice story of coming up from behind. So,
yeah.
Still hope for you, Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby's annoyed now. Joke's over.
Johnny, got any more final quips for us? If we could drink more into the mic, Harry, fuck me. Doing Foley work.
Couple of notes. Kim Joy's pastry was too soggy and a showstopper, so I wrote, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I think that's it, really. The rest is terrible.
Yeah, you went in too funny there, so you can't top that.
I can't top that.
You Frankie Boiled yourself. Like, peak mock the week era. No one dares compete.
I'll take that. Oh, I would take that. You're full of compliments. Maybe throw some Ruby's way.
Twice he's done it. See, look, can't beat that now. Ruby, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, if, never
if anybody wanted you to bake them an average but nice cake, how would they get hold of you? What could they do? How can I find... Oh, I've enjoyed this. These guys have been very mean to her. But you know what? I'd really like to see her on the internet maybe somehow. How could I do that? Where can we follow you on the Instagram, Twitter? Where can I find you?
Yep, on those.
Ruby Carr Comedy.
How do I find... Is it Ruby Carr Comedy? How do we find you, Ruby?
Ruby and then the letter I and then Carr. That's it on all of them.
C-A-R-R.
Yeah, C-A-R-R.
There we go. Not like the motor.
No, like Alan or Jimmy.
There you go. And they're your adopted parents, aren't they? So.
Yeah. Which one's the stay-at-home dad?
Jimmy.
So is that... Should we just stop?
How do you feel about what's happening next week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Vegan week.
See, now the cheap, hacky thing would be to say something shit about vegan. But what I'm very, very excited about is when you bake with vegan things, there's lots of things you cannot use.
Eggs. Butter. Meat.
Meat.
Good one.
You know, there's nothing worse than making a nice loaf and you can't put your ham in it.
Fish.
Honey.
Fish. Honey. So, it's really hard. So, they used to do gluten-free week. They do, you know, was also a nightmare because gluten-free flour is... Whew! Forget about it.
Whipped cream. It's still the thing.
Cream. Single cream. Double cream. Yogurt.
Creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche. Sour cream. These are all things you could not have in vegan week. Any other thoughts?
Mince meat.
So there you go.
£5 notes. Yeah, topical.
There we go.
Of a year ago.
What about the main clip of the next week? Were you not going to mention that one?
No, we can talk. What were you going to say?
Where Ruby's going to have a disaster.
Oh, yeah. We saw that cake falling over, didn't we?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And they were outside the tent. It was very unusual.
Never seen them team walk out of the tent. Was it so hot they had to have a timeout?
I assume they put their cakes on the end and then they leave so that someone can come and tidy up so they can sit there.
Yeah, so maybe that was... They made it like it was a dramatic moment, but it was just like a funny slapstick moment that they've put in once the cake was judged and it was all okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, I hope it's the other way around. I hope it's not okay.
You just want terror wherever you go.
I just want more drama and Bake Off.
I want less. I want everyone to do a great job.
Yeah, I just want everyone to be happy and everyone to have a nice time. Apart from Kim Joy.
Oh.
All I would like to see is Kim Joy to have like a really bad... Because she's just doing okay.
She was Star Baker last week.
Yeah, she's doing better than okay.
This week was average. It wasn't the best week.
I want her just to have one where it's like, oh, you've messed that up.
Well, I think...
you know, your Pikachus really just look like baby poos. Or something, you know, like...
That
Kim
was good.
Andre.
Yeah, Kim. Kim Sorrow.
I think we're at the stage where if you have a bad week, you're gone. Evidenced by Dan.
Yeah.
We had two.
Do you think Dan
last
had
week
two?
Wasn't...
Well, I thought Dan was all right last week. No, wasn't.
Yeah, Dan was good last week.
Yeah. What episodes were you watching, Ruby?
Like
oh well.
Yeah, well, he's not likable. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. So, that's Bacon Bad.
That's Bacon Bad. We've been. I've been Ross Drummond.
I've been Harry Monahan.
I've been Sean Ford.
And special guest this week,
Ruby Carr.
We'll see you next time. And what we're going to play out today is. Great British Bake Off, signature cakes, sparkle, happy pizza, / organic mix, which is a song from the show. Bye for now.